Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, September the 7th, 2023. I am your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing the tasks of recently elected councillors, parliamentarians, and senators, some of whom were sworn in today in Harare and Mount Hampton. This follows the inauguration of President Emmerson Mnangagwa Mande, who won in the recently held election, whose results are disputed by opposition parties, including the Citizens Coalition for Change and regional and international observers. Let's hear what Chikombe West legislator Tatenda Mavetera has to say.
And do not send it in, but in a solar shake, the president of Tower of the Ramanga Provator, that is a TV principal who after elections, before, during, and after elections. So, can I also turn up to the tender, which is a very long number of free financials, whether he will restore to another very peaceful, the solar shake, especially very peaceful, so you will Nyara or contact strategies. But I'm not in the tower and she would only meet him that no one would get it. Meet him again and my youth, meet him again and my maximum. Magada would tell you that.
That was Chikombe West legislator Tatenda Mavetera of ZANU-PF, who says Parliament should have laws that will assist women and youths. She was speaking with VOA reporter Godwin Mangutia. For the first time, councils saw in members of the proportional representation. Our reporter Tobias Mutsingwa spoke to some of the councillors in Harare. That was Councillor Charlotte Maukarati of ZANU-PF explaining how she will try and improve the welfare of women in Harare. CCC Councillor Fatsai Matimba explains how she intends to assist women in Harare.
Murukunzwa sei kuti sei munhu wechidzimai makwanisa kunge muchipinda mukanzuro uye tingati ndezvipi zvamunoti zviri kunyanya kunetsa madzimai zvamuchada kuti kanzuro inge ichigadzirika.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Kana tapinda mukanzuru kudai so kune here kuti ndiri mudzimai sanichasapota madzimai etriple c ndiri mudzimai nichasapota madzimai ezanu kana kuti eunc kana kuti emamwe mapato kana kuti murungu unomirira vose
mongu ndichanomirira madzimai ose hazvinei nekuti rokupato riki kana kuti regardless kuti mudzimai wekuchc kana kuti wekuzanu tichabatsira madzimai ese kuti awane akaise zvakafuzaka
That was CCC Councillor Fatsai Matimba also speaking on how she intends to help women in her Ward 7. And Ward 7, Mount Pleasant, Councillor Rosemary Muronda explains issues she will advocate for in her ward and the city in general. That was Mount Pleasant Councillor Rosemary Muronda speaking to our reporter Tobias Mudzingwa in Harare. Some councillors were sworn in Bulawayo yesterday. That was CCC Councillor Lezina Mohammed of CCC and Nokuthula Spanda of ZANU PF, who say Bulawayo needs a lot of development. Speaking to our reporter, Anastasia Ndlovu. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth, when we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Life Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from the Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are discussing aims of the newly elected councillors, members of parliament and senators, and what their communities expect from them. Now to discuss the topic in depth, we are joined by our first guest, Patricia Tshabalala, Deputy Chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Yebo ke, siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Yebo ke, siyabona ukuthi sebegcotshiwe okhansela labo senator labo lamalunga edalela ephalamende nje. Ungathini ngalokho? Singakhangelela ukuthi hayi sokuzaba le nguquko ezigabeni.
Ngiyabona kakhulu mntanami. Kuze kuqala ngibatshaya ubuhlombe bonke omama abangenile edalela ephalamende labangenile kwi-local government. Ngishoukhambe nankazana amhlophe amakhulu ye. Ngokukhangela kwami omama abangenileyo ngomama abalobungcwethi abafundisiweyo sibafundisile sabagquma njengabantwabethu basethi basake ukuthi bangene ukuthi bazosebenzela balethe inguquko kobulawayo kakhulu. Sibakhuthaza futhi ukuthi bazazi inhlupho zakobulawayo, sibakhuthaza futhi ukuthi babambane basebenze bendawonye benga ibandlululani ukuze ubulawayo aqhubekele phambili, ngoba sikhangelele ukuthi sizohlupha obukhulu babantu. Yiyo indaba enkulu kumele baqalise ukuthi bayibane. Omama bathwele nzima ngamanzi bayadlengulwa, abantwana bengamankazana bayadlengulwa besiyadinga amanzi ngenxa bengena esikhathini bathwala nzima, okusho ukuba bethwele imikhuhlane engasiliyo emzimbeni yabo. So sikhangelele ukuthi bonke omama laba abangenise bazathuleka ukuthi indaba yamanzi ilungiswe, nokuhlanzeka kwakobulawayo. Ubulawayo uvadlalile, ufike ungcolile, umgwaqo kuthiwa imigodi kuphela namapotholes bathi ngamadishi yithi nasingenzi. So sikhangelele ukuthi bakunandelele lokhu ukuthi bazasileka ngokuhlanzeka kwakobulawayo ahlanjuluke. Nasezibhedlela lapho kumaklinikhi ethu siyakhangelela ukuthi bakhangele kakhulu ukuthi bengenzani ngabo bani baphumelayo, ngoba sebebonile bayazi ukuthi amanesi malutshwana, i-staff isilutshwana, okuzethele ukuthi abantu bemaphatheki lapha esibhedlela babe lama-longqueues bahlabe intanga lonke esesibhedlela azasiqankhako lake neyi ndaba esifuna ukuthi bayikhangele kakhulu njengabomama abangenileyo. Yebo kambi lawa amajaha angenileyo siyafisa ukuthi abe njalo, babambane basebenzela njabomama kabandawonye incediswane ukuthi intuthuko yakobulawayo ibiyeke. Wonke lokho kukhathazeka nabusebenze bendawonye ukuze ubulawayo abuyeke abe nobulawayo wakudala esimaziyo. Ngibathembile ukuthi bazafikethela lokho i-service delivery sibe khona.
Yebo, kuyezwakala, kodwa singabona kusiba le nguquko yini? Ubona ingani kuzaba ngumthwalo olula lowo? Ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi abaningi kukhona beqalisa ukungena umsebenzi, ayisibo labana esingathi bale experience ngesilungu, bayangena njalo bazayenelisa yini ngoba okuningi imvumo ivela kuhulumeni.
Njalo ngele bebibandla elilodwa i-opposition kunzima kakhulu, ngoba i-punishment yona le bazayithola ukuthi badlile elinye ibandla asoze kube lula. Kodwa iqiniso lokuphekeleni ukuthi kuzamele bame isibindi bazame ukusebenza, ngoba njengoba uhulumende engeke ekhangela konke akusaze kube lula kubo. Yikho ngisho ukuthi nxa bengenelele nje ngababambane basebenze ndawonye baphume labasini okuthi benzeni ukuze bamthuthukise uBulawayo ngoba hhayi kibo angifuni kubaqinba, angifuni kubalaye beceleni, akusaze kube lula.
Yes, that was that is our first guest, Patricia Chabalala, explaining that she expects the newly sworn in members of Parliament, Senate, and also the Council to work closely with the communities in areas that are of concern in the cities, citing examples in Bulawayo such as water problems and others. Right, before we continue with our guests, let's take a caller. Siyakwamukela ecingweni mlaleli. Yeah, ngubani engikhuluma laye? Ungaziqamba igama lokuthi ngubani, uvela ngaphe ekhaya.
Echolocho esiyangaya.
Ungaphi kathesi sikhuluma kanje? Yebo, ukhuluma ungaphi kathesi? Hayi, ucingo lethu lungalali usazwakali kakhulu. Uyangizwa mina? No, I think we have a problem with our listener from Cholocho. Ngakho ke sizaqhubeka ke ngengxoxo yethu. We'll continue with our interview with our guest, Patricia Chabalala. She's the deputy chairperson of Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Yes, and we also noticed that Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association held a series of meetings, the Meet the Candidates meetings, where all the candidates were invited to outline their aims and objectives for the city if they are elected into parliament. Yes, can you shed more light on what came out of those meetings which you expect to see implemented today? Yabo ke kuyezwakala ngezinye indlela lisaba leminye futhi imhlangano phezu kwaliyana elaba layo phambilini kokhetho.
Yebo, izabalayo sibini lisabeke ihlangane labo siba umdeje ikhulumisane ixoxisane ngayena isilandelela khona kuyaka babesithembisa khona okuzasenza sivumelane isebenze indawonye masekusehlula sekusehlula bese sinizana-ke ukuthi kasimadoda kaphasha okuhamba njani asifuni ukuqabana labo sifuna ukuthi sisebenze labo ngesihle sincedisane ukuze kungadilizi i-development sifuna sisebenze labo ukuze kubeze inqubeka phambili enhle.
Yebo ke siyasizwe njalo lo hlupho lwengcekeza edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Ungathini ngalolu daba? Kuyenzeka yini ukuthi kube le nhlelo ezingaqeda lolu hlupho?
Kamele nxaenzenile laba amankazana bala amajaha aphume kwenhlobo eziqinileyo ezizakuncedisa uBulawayo ukuphuma engcekezeni la, ngoba kunzima koBulawayo lithengiswa lapha kalapha phakathi kwemigwaqo kuyathengisa akuhlanjwa libhanana lirebe khonaphana yonke ingcekeza ngibhida kuyini konke nje lemichomo konke kundawoni kuyameke lakhe kuyameke basebenze gadalayo ukuthi idolobho idolobho lethu kaphicinise bavukina bakubeke chini kushana mbe zabo sizimelana ukuthi kuphumele enhleni sisaphotha ngisaphothi yathi basaphothi ngathi bangeke ukuthi lapha silapha ngakho ngaphuba ke yabo basenapha sinaza so ngaphuba ke simoli ihleke eziningi nabe zazenza umbeke bazithathe ezinye kwezakhamizi ngoba ngathi sikwazi ezinye iindlela esizibonayo ezingabancedisa ukuthi baphumeke emhlebe ezinjalo ezizamncedisa ubulawayo ukuthi athume ukuthi inikeze emkhulu ngaso.
Yebo-ke lapho sizwe unkosikazi Patricia Chabalala esixoxalayo kuhlelo lwethu lapho esicubungula ukuthi kambe amalunga edalela ephalamende awesenethi lama-council azaqhuba nhlelo bani ezigabeni zawo njengoba sibona phela ukuthi sebekhethiwe ukuthi bekhokhele. And one of the issues that keep coming up in most urban councils especially is the issue of water shortage, that the young girls especially have to go and fetch water in boreholes, and this exposes them to dangers associated with walking at night. Sometimes they face abuse, and there's also the issue of dirt in the cities, because some vendors, especially in Bulawayo, there are some illegal ones who do not want to vacate those premises despite the council saying they shouldn't be operating there. So she's hoping that the newly sworn in councillors will clean up the town. And one of the interesting points that's coming up is that the residents' associations, some of them held meetings with candidates prior to elections to hear what they have to say and what they have to offer their communities. And the communities, of course, did ask questions. So it was some interesting engagement today with the communities. And now we understand there will be more meetings with those who have been elected to say how they intend to implement those promises which they made in the city. But of course, there is the local government to deal with, because most of the programs have to be approved from the top by the local government. Yes, okay, so siphenduka kuwe ke Nkosikazi Chabalala. Kodwa liyathokoza yini ngenani labesifazana abakhethiweyo? We noticed that for the first time the councils saw in members of the proportional representation, most of them women. In fact, women were sworn in who were not elected. I can give an example. With Bulawayo, there were 38 councillors, but we know that there are only 29 wards, meaning that the nine were strictly females. Is this a good idea to increase the number of women who participate in politics, who participate in councils?
Bana bekumele banjene kakhulu babe namakhansila kakhulu ukuze bancedise, ngoba ibese ukuthi abakhangele izinduko zonke zokushela amanzi, iy'nduko zonke zabantwana abadleni bayeke siyadinga amanzi ema-clinics, yibo abahambisa abantwana baze bahambise labomkabo emaklinikhi. So besikhangelele into emama nabe banjene kakhulu. Kodwa khonokho okwenza-ke leyokhathesi siyabonga, sithi kungani kuthe xaxa bekungamankazana kungane kunjeni leyokuhlakaniphile. So sikhangelele ukuthi ma kuzahamba kuyani iminyaka nedlula emhlanu yalomama bethu sebefundile ukuthi kumele bangene bayezisebenzele ekhansilini, ngoba kubamunye umuntu ongabanceda ngaphandle kokuthi bazimele bona bafakane ezikhundleni. Eyinto abasayishoda engakabameli kuhle ngondeni ngabeshathilela yikuthi ngabaphakami bathi phakamiubabaleyona. Yikho futhi okubaileyo khathesi ngabalalitshwana ekhaa kubekhal government.
Yes, we see that she's our guest, Patricia Chabalala, is saying it's a good idea to have the proportional representation because it has boosted the number of women in the councils, and they are the ones who usually face most of the problems which are needed, which need rectification. So if they are the ones who can rectify those problems, then it is the best that a woman be the councillor. But we also hear other people saying the proportional representation somehow belittles women as if they cannot just be elected on merit, but have to be appointed. We are vumelana lakho lokho yini nkosikazi Tshabalala ukuthi hayi abesifazana khonokho ukuthi proportional representation kuyabalulaza ingani bona sibo bantu abangavotelwa ngenxa yekhono labo.
Angikuthandi ukuthi bafakwe kuthiwe nje bafakwa, ngithanda ukuthi bane banzeni sisebenze kanye labo sibancedise banzeni omaba okuyabe kumele banzeni laphana ukuze bawazi amandla ukuze basebenze ngokuqinileni ngoba xa kuthiwa hasi nabe-proportional nabe-proportional kuyababukaza. Mina ngamthanda ukuthi nabe bangena bevoteli ukwazi ukuthi singomama siyahlela ukuthi madoda azivothe sifuna ukungenisa omama abangaka njalo senekisho ukubangenisa omama labo ngoba alokho kufakwa abantu befakwa befakwa mina akungenzi angeke ngasigqasha kangako ngoba nje benyabe ngiyinto engenisiweyo ningazi ngenelanga ngamandla ami ngoba okukhulisa ukuthi mzene ngamandla akho ukuze uyowagenisa usuphakathi khonapho eyabungene khona.
Yebo ke, and besides proportional representation, we see that as much as most people are talking about women and young girls, we see that there's also a problem facing young men, most of whom are taking to drugs, and we have been engaged in some programs to solve the problem. Yes, what do you think can also be done for the younger generation, not just girls?
Abantwana laba bakhona kumele bangene bayayazi ukuthi abayithanda laphana ngoba isikhathi esiningi abantu bayahamba ezindaweni ezinje bengakwazi abayakwenza esokubathisekemuka esokubenza futhi bazonge ngababe bebangenisile bese bebasola kuqabisa ubuhlelwana akusayibethi ngqobe laphambili so kuya kuba khona phose kubekho ezikhulumiswana uhlukuluzwana.
Yes, and we heard most of the councillors who were sworn in today under the proportional representation and some yesterday in Bulawayo saying that they will indeed spearhead programs to uplift the lives of young girls and women. Sibazwile bekuthembisa lokho nkosikazi Tshabalala. Ubone ngani kuzabalula yini sesibuyela futhi embuzweni lwani. Ngalokho sowakubonayo wena nxa usebenza la majaha lawa athatha izidakamizwa athatha insango lokunye ungathini kuzaba lula yini ukuthi bengene endleleni.
Ngaba izidakamizwa iyehlula yiyo yabe ihlatsheka kuthi nasi indaba isihluka amadoda izafuna abaqinileyo ngoba ingafuna ukuthi indaba beyibona babe yibo abazatshaya i-advocate enkulu bekhulumisana behulumeni ukuthi laba abantu abathengisela abantwana izidakamizwa bafake emthethweni baboshwe njalo ungakhangela into enkulu yokuthi izakhamizi yizo ezithengisa izidakamizwa omama kakhulu okuletha uhlupho kuzabaletheka ihlupho ngoba bazabe kumele bakhuluma iqiniso.
Yebo-ke sesizakubamba umlomo lapha kodwa sithabile kakhulu ukuthi ube ngumhlonishwa wethu lamuhla. Thank you to our guest Patricia Tshabalala. We have come to the end of our show. We'd like to meet again tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington.